In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our series, Right or Wrong. Alhamdulillah, in this series, we have been talking about different ways of achieving our purpose in life. We have been talking about different actions which we should be doing, i.e. the right, and how they link to our purpose in life, and different actions which we should be avoiding, and how they link to our purpose in life, and how they both help us achieve our purpose in life. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about consistency versus inconsistency, i.e. steadfastness, istiqamah on actions, and how this links to our purpose in life and helps us achieve our purpose in life. And if we do not have steadfastness, if we do not have istiqamah on our actions, how this can be detrimental to our purpose in life. Now remember, what is our purpose in life? Allah Almighty Himself tells us in the glorious Quran what our purpose of life is. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. And I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the glorious Quran, we understand that our purpose in life is to worship Allah Almighty. And inshallah azza wa jal, Allah Almighty make us from amongst those who truly fulfill this purpose as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, success is such a desire that is found in the heart of every individual. It is found in the hearts of every person, whether that is for worldly affairs or for the hereafter. Everyone seeks or aspires to be successful at something. Everyone wants success to fall at their feet. And no one wants failure to be their destiny. Remember, to achieve success in anything, in any field of life, in any purpose or goal, it is necessary to become consistent and to have steadfastness with actions. In today's episode, we're going to learn what is meant by consistency, what is consistency, why having it is so important, and how we can actually become consistent in our actions, how we can achieve consistency and steadfastness. Now, what is steadfastness? What is istiqamah? To stay steadfast in faith, good deeds, and in refraining from sins is called istiqamah. I.e. steadfastness. In other words, istiqamah implies that one must not lose his faith. He should not give up pious deeds such as salah, zakat, hajj, reciting the Holy Quran, doing dhikr, tasbihat, azkar, reciting the durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other good deeds as well. One should have these habits ingrained within himself, and he should do them on a regular basis. All of these are included within steadfastness if they are done regularly. But steadfastness is of different types. Steadfastness for every action is not the same. The ruling of steadfastness or being consistent on actions depends on the type of action it is. And the ruling of that consistency, of that steadfastness, will differ depending on the category of the action. For example, remaining consistent and steadfast on the correct beliefs is the biggest fard. Fulfilling fard acts permanently is also fard. Refraining from sins is also obligatory. Performing mustahab deeds regularly is also a great mustahab. So we see that different categories of actions fall into different levels. To do the fard things consistently is obligatory. To do the mustahab things consistently is mustahab. The consistency in both is important, but the level of importance is different depending on the level of the action. Now let's look at some different types or categories of steadfastness. Number one, steadfastness in faith. The blessed companions such as Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari, Sumayya, Ammar bin Yasir, and many others radiallahu ta'ala anhum, They had to go through terrible struggles, but still they remained steadfast in faith. They were consistent in their faith. They never wavered in their faith. Today, when steadfastness in faith is mentioned, one immediately thinks of those blessed personalities. Whenever we think, what is steadfastness in faith? We automatically think to those great companions who sacrificed so much, who were punished for their faith, who were tortured because of their faith, but they still remained consistent. They still remained steadfast on their faith. And they are shining examples for all of us how to stay steadfast in times of difficulty as well. They are a source of inspiration for us that when it becomes difficult to stay steadfast on something, look at the lives of those blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they have shown us how to stay steadfast at times of difficulty as well. So the first type of steadfastness is steadfastness in faith, which is the most important type of steadfast. Number two is steadfastness in fard acts, obligatory acts. This implies that fard acts should never be missed. The Holy Quran states about salah, and those who guard their salah. It is also stated, those who are always punctual with their salah. So my dear viewers, we learn that there are different acts which are obligatory for us, and to remain steadfast on them actions is obligatory. We can't say that I'll perform one of the five daily prayers, but I'll remain steadfast on one. We have to perform all five daily prayers and remain steadfast on all of them. There's no room for compromise on this issue. There's no room for saying, I don't need to be consistent on this issue because consistency is not needed everywhere. Here, consistency is definitely required. Consistency and steadfastness on fard actions is fard as well. So there is no room for being inconsistent on the fard actions. Number three, steadfastness in mustahab act. One should perform mustahab acts steadfastly, such as recitation of the Holy Quran, dhikr, salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqah, good manners, forgiveness, kindness, and steadfastness in tahajjud as well. All of these acts are mustahab acts. They are desired acts. And in these actions, the more consistent we are, the more successful we will be. And we should be aiming to be consistent in these acts as well. Now we mentioned tahajjud as one of the mustahab acts which we should be consistent on. Let's listen to a saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to motivate ourselves for tahajjud. It's mentioned, some blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum once mentioned Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the presence of the Holy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdullah is a nice person. How nice would it be if he also offered tahajjud as well? And my dear viewers, this is just encouragement for us that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hinting or telling us to perform tahajjud as well. We should try to make it a habit to perform this voluntary prayer as well. Regarding steadfastness in mustahab acts, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the deed liked the most in the court of Allah Almighty is the one performed steadfastly, even if it is small in quantity. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, remember, we might be able to do certain actions in a large amount, but then there's no consistency, the value is lower. For example, there might be a person who recites a full surah in a day, but then he doesn't read the next chapter till the next month. Whereas there might be somebody who reads 10 lines a day, but he reads it every single day. Which is better? The individual who reads one off here and there, but reads a bit longer, or the one who reads less, but he reads more consistently? We learn from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deed liked the most in the court of Allah azza wa jal is the one performed steadfastly, even if it is small in quantity. So even if an action is smaller in number, but it is done more regularly, that is more beloved in the court of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to make it a habit to do actions in that number which we can do consistently. Remember, when I'm not warning against doing actions in a large quantity. If you can do it in a large quantity and still remain steadfast and do it regularly, alhamdulillah, that's brilliant. Carry on. But there are some people, they will do a type of worship in a large amount as a one-off here or there, but it won't be regular. It will be much better, more beloved in the court of Allah Almighty if the action is less in quantity, less in number, but it is more consistent. May Allah Almighty allow us to be those who worship consistently and be steadfast on our worship. Remember, any task lacking steadfastness, any task lacking consistency, it can never truly be completed. It can never truly be successful. Steadfastness is an excellent means of attaining good deeds. Whoever is not steadfast in his tasks wastes his efforts and does not find the results of his task. Whoever deprives himself from steadfastness never progresses from his position. There is a famous saying, Al-Istiqamatu Fawqal Karama, meaning steadfastness is greater than saintly miracles. A pious individual from our ummah, from the past, one of our pious predecessors, he says, adopt steadfastness and do not seek saintly miracles, because your nafs seek saintly miracles, whereas your Lord wants you to be steadfast. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, we see that many people, they start acts or they start actions, but they're not consistent with them. They'll do it, but then they won't do it again for another month or another year, or maybe never again. They might just do it as a one-off. They're not consistent with their actions. So how do we start to become steadfast? How do we bring consistency into our lives? It's easy for us to say, be consistent with your actions, be steadfast with your actions. But practically, how can we bring that into our lives? I want to read 100 times durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a day. How do I make that practically a part of my life, that I can do it every single day, that I don't just do it once and then leave it? How do I do it every single day? I want to be that individual who recites 10 pages of the glorious Quran a day. But how do I do it on a regular basis? How do I become steadfast on this? Now let's look at a few ways of developing consistency and steadfastness within us. Now let's listen to these and try to learn these and try to use these to make our own actions consistent. Number one, have a sincere intention. Have an honest intention. In order to gain steadfastness on anything, to gain consistency on anything, it is necessary to have a sincere and pure intention, to have solid determination when we're starting the action. For example, at the start of the action, if you don't really have the intention of doing it consistently, if you're only thinking, I'll read it once and then I'll read it twice and then after that we'll see if I can carry on, I'll carry on, if I can't, I can't. Like that, you'll never get steadfastness. You will never become consistent on your actions, because it's starting from a base of a lack of a sincere intention. But at the start of your action, if you have a sincere intention, from today I'm going to start this action and inshallah I'm going to do it every day for the rest of my life. If you truly have that sincere intention at the start, Allah Almighty will open doors for you to be able to do that action consistently and regularly. Number two, supplicate, do dua in the court of Allah Almighty. An individual, he can gain steadfastness, he can gain consistency on his actions by just doing dua to Allah Almighty, by supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty. Like, he should do the dua. Oh Allah Almighty, grant me steadfastness, open good deeds by your grace. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabi al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, supplication, dua, has been described as the weapon of a believer. Therefore, use this weapon. Beg for consistency in pious actions from Allah Almighty. Beg for consistency in staying away from evil actions from Allah Almighty. Use this weapon that you have been given, and beg Allah Almighty for consistency. Through this dua, through sincere supplication to Allah Almighty, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, is hope that Allah Almighty will open the doors for you. Allah Almighty will open the doors for us to become consistent with our actions and open the doors of success for us as well. Number three, do things in stages. Do it level by level. Don't jump to the top step of the ladder. Climb the ladder in steps. So if you try to jump too far, you will never reach it. You will fall. But if you climb up slowly, 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 inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will increase, 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 and get to the top as well. Number four, adopt balance. Those individuals who try to do everything at the same time, they end up losing everything. If you're an individual who's not used to reciting the Holy Quran on a regular basis, you're not used to reciting the Durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a regular basis, you're not used to performing all the Nafal prayers on a regular basis, you're not used to doing other voluntary acts of worship on a regular basis, don't jump on all of them at the same time. If you try to do all of them at the same time, it will overburden you. It will make it difficult for you, and you might end up leaving them and becoming inconsistent with them. But if you start with one, like in the previous point we mentioned, start small and then increase it. In this one, the point is start with one action, become consistent on that one action. Then once you're consistent on that one action, then bring a different action in. Then when you are consistent with that second action, bring in a third action. So start with something like reciting the glorious Quran. Then when you have become consistent with reciting the glorious Quran, then bring in reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we are consistent on both of them, then bring in a third, like reading Islamic books. And the order I'm just mentioning to illustrate the point, you can do it in any order you wish. Number five, follow the life of our pious predecessors. Why? Because they are shining examples for me and you. Their lives were filled with consistency and steadfastness. If we look at their lives, we'll see that they were consistent on everything. If we look at the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were consistent in their actions. Look at other pious predecessors. We see that they have so much consistency in their actions that if we look at them and use them as examples, we will hopefully instill this passion within us to become consistent as well. And when that passion develops, then truly the action might develop as well. Because without the passion for consistency, without the passion for being consistent and steadfast in our actions, we truly won't really achieve it. And when we look at the lives of our pious predecessors, we'll develop that passion within us as well. So to summarize, five practical ways to achieve and bring steadfastness and consistency within our lives. Number one, be sincere with the actions. Have a sincere intention of being steadfast. Number two, supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty. Number three, build in small blocks. Start with small action, a small quantity, a small number in the action, and then increase it slowly, slowly, slowly. Number four, start with a small variety of actions. And then once you're consistent on that action, then add another action, add a different action, add a different action. And when you're consistent with that, then carry on and do more. And number five, look at the life of our pious predecessors. Learn from the lives of our pious predecessors and develop a passion from their lives to become steadfast and consistent with our actions. May Allah Almighty make us all from amongst those who are consistent and steadfast with our actions. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.